5, 4.
I'm going to count to 3, 2.
What the fuck?
1.
Our top story tonight. Mike Mendoza is back and has lots of music to listen to.
Somebody caught a medic! Give it a gas!
This town needs an enema.
It's Mike and Andy's Radio Fiasco. All right, well, it's time for the Radio Fiasco. That's where me and Mike, or Mike and I, is that, how do I do that? Mike and I? Say hello.
I'm not here yet.
Well, no, you're here.
Hi.
You're always here, in spirit.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I the ghost of Beyond Synth?
You're going to be soon.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, man? That, I don't know, it's the joke, I'm going to kill you, is the joke there. You like that? Do you like jokes like that?
How's your spring going? I'm doing great. We're not doing intros. We're just getting into it. We're talking.
Yes.
How you doing?
Well, then my spring is cold. It's snowing today.
Aw.
Mm.
No, man.
Yeah. Do you want me to talk to you about climate change? Will that make the audience upset?
Hey, it's a global warning. You're the only person who laughs at that stupid joke. I say that to people in real life and they look at me and go, huh.
I like corny puns. It's like if someone came up to you and... We're like talking about, you know, like those videos we watched in school about like don't do drugs. There's a song, we had one and they sang a song in it and it was drugs, 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 which are good, which are bad. Drugs, 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 ask your mama, ask your dad.
Drugs, 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 which are good, which are bad. Drugs, 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 ask your mama, ask your dad.
And my meth addicted dad.
Yeah.
Told me which drugs are good.
Yeah. So, Radio Fiasco, this is, of course, where Mike shows up.
I just show up to Andy's house.
He's got an awesome synthwave chart, right? We got the Retro Power chart on Spotify. I mean, Wii U.
RPC.
And this is the most thorough, data-driven, synthwave-related music chart on Spotify.
Yeah, I'm here. We're talking dang. Yeah, I got a really comprehensive chart. You said thorough, comprehensive, all-encompassing is what I'm trying to go for. And I'm bringing you a numerically sorted chart that I published to Spotify. You can go check it out, Retro Power Chart. Now it's a top 100. I keep adding a little bit of data. It was top 60 a few weeks ago. So now we've got some more data going, and I'm here to highlight some of my personally favorited tracks that I've liked out of the chart. And I won't tell you what position they are. I'm just going to say, hey, these checks are on the chart, and then you go check them out, daddy-o.
Well, that's a good idea. And I should also say that I will be inserting something here because awesome patron, the Axel Effect, has, you know, he upgraded his support last week, as you well know, and he... requested a LeBrock song, and I was like, okay, because I've just been doing straightforward Beyond Synth interviews where I'm not playing music at the start anymore. I just go right into the interview. So I'm like, I guess I could play this when I talk to Marco, but then I'm like, you know what? Let's check out the Retro Power chart on Spotify, and I did, and it turned out there is a LeBrock song on there. I think it's a fucking...
It's a collab,
right? Yeah, because we're doing the 3/26/24 chart.
Yeah.
Retro Power, Synthwave, and Outrun, top 100
chart. And then it's going to update. I'm trying to update these on Saturdays. The goal is to update it on Saturday morning, because that is how Billboard, the real chart, the big boys do it. They get their data on Tuesday, then they compile and they publish on Saturday.
Now, are you playing anything that's higher up on the list than that LeBrock? Because it's LeBrock and McLaughlin. It's I see what number it's at.
Yeah.
Are we not doing numbers, or are you just not doing numbers? Can I say?
I'm just not doing numbers on this show.
Oh.
I don't feel like I have to. It's just kind of fun.
Can I say the numbers?
Yeah, you can say the numbers for 3/26. And then when the listeners hear it, it's going to be updated. I'm going to put the next chart up for 4/2.
Okay. Well, anyway, what do you want to play first? We'll play that one in a bit.
Yeah, talking about this song, let's not play it.
Or should I just play it then?
Yeah, let's play it. LeBrock and McLaughlin. The track is Star. And what was the number on the list?
Well, it looks like it's number 6 right now.
That's pretty damn high up.
Mm.
They're doing really good marketing, and that's what I hope to discover, is more artists who are trying to make a name for themselves. That's what the chart's for, kind of.
Well, I tell you what, if that's what the chart's for and what this show is for, is listening to the cool music. So let's do it. LeBrock and McLaughlin. That's almost like a tongue twister with the track Star.
LeBrocklin.
Yeah. That was Star by LeBrock and McRocklin. Number six.
Starklin.
Number, yeah. Starluck. Anyway. that's number six on the Retro Power Synthwave and Outrun Top 100 chart.
Yes. And I am working really hard to try to find time to upload this like as a table or a list onto the Retro Promenade website. That way I can have like archives and people can check out like last week's and the weeks before.
Right. So to be clear, you're not working hard. You're working hard to find the time.
Yes, I am. as we try to do this recording today, I had to feed my baby, get her sleepy, put her in her bed, and I'm watching her right now stay asleep. Because any second now, she's going to be like, Dad.
Yep, that is the joys of having a baby in the house. is they don't like it when you do your own things.
Yeah. We briefly talked about this for you, and you were saying in 2013, 14, you only published like 12 episodes, 15 or something, because you were taking care of a young child of yours as well.
Yeah, and we couldn't afford, because daycare in my province is really expensive. I mean, it's expensive for, it's like dumb to complain about things being expensive these days because everything is, but this was before. And yeah, it was so expensive. So we could only afford. And the worst part was my wife worked at the daycare. Like, she didn't even get a fucking deal. And it was still something stupid. It was like fucking 900 bucks or something, or like a grand for like the month just to put him in for like 2 or 3 days a week or something. So that's what we would do to just get a break. And then like, I would just fucking nap on those days. Stupid.
Stupid.
Well, just sitting around thinking, like, did I just pay like $50 for this nap? Like, is that what this is? Because you can start to put a dollar value to it. Like, I'm supposed to be working during this time. Anyway.
No, I get it. It's crazy. And you're talking about from the before.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about the after the nothing came and swept up the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's that big turtle.
My impression of the turtle is...
Yeah.
You clearly don't remember it.
Well, I... Neverending Story is a movie I don't love, but, like, I love the song.
Yeah.
We've been over this. I don't like movies where little kids read books, okay? But I do... But I do like it aesthetically. So when it's on...
Have you seen The Pagemaster with Macaulay Culkin?
No.
It's kind of like the 90s Neverending Story.
Isn't that movie loaded with that kind of, like... mid-90s cheap kind of CGI animation type stuff?
No, it's animated. It looks like a Don Bluth film, kind of.
Oh, wait, does he become completely animated? Like, is one of those things where he goes into
like
a cartoon?
Yeah, he reads a book in his treehouse, and then, like, I don't know, gets hit by lightning or something, and then he's in the book, and then he hangs out with, like, three books who are classic. Like, one's horror, and he's like an Igor character, and he's like, Sanctuary!
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I've not seen that, no.
And the Fairy Tale Godmother book is, Whoopee.
I mean, is it well regarded? No one ever really talks about Pagemaster. I feel like it's one of mediocre.
It's one of those that like no one ever knows. I only know about it because I had a VHS and I had to change the tracking on the TV, those two little knobs to change the tint and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the colors were all fucked up and I had to like do so much tint to make it normal on my TV. And I found out that it's because I was given a bootleg copy that was purchased on the street of the tape. I wound up watching it on TV years later, and I was like, oh my God, this is how it actually looks? Because I had like the fucked up color version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you what, I got nothing. Play me a song.
All right.
It's song time, damn it.
It's song time. Now, listen, I want to open up with one of these tracks that I've been playing over and over. It's by Adieu Aru, and the track is Halo. It's kind of like a dancey track, but it's fun. It'll get you moving, and it's happy, and I feel like it'll keep the energy going, because you and I are not. We'll be right back.
All right. And that was Adieu Aru with Halo. That's sitting right now at number 24 on the chart. The Retro Power Synthwave and Outrun Top 100 chart.
I like how you're counting in the numbers today, and they're going to change tomorrow.
Well, whatever. Fucking, who cares?
Who cares?
Adieu Aru, that's someone who I want to have on the show because, like, they make a lot of really cool songs. I like a lot of the music they put out.
Do you know what they look like? I think they're one of these artists that just usually posts, like, a sunset.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying they.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know. I'm not, like, super woke. I just never know what anybody looks like. So I'm just, I mean, it's probably a dude, but, you know.
Do you think Godzilla would be a they?
Well, the new one's shooting pink flames, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess they is a they. They are they?
Isn't that how that works?
I don't want to say are, because it's not multiple Godzillas.
I mean, well, if you're a creature, then I guess, like, you know, like the pronoun conversation is sort of out the window, right?
Yeah. Mothra's a she. Spoiler alert for the new movie.
Does she fuck Godzilla?
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, because Mothra, does Mothra lay eggs or whatever?
Mothra's kind of like a phoenix in the Godzilla world. Mothra's role is to kind of sprinkle Mothra dust, die, and then come back.
Okay.
Oh, and shoot webs like it's Spider-Man. Go, web, go.
And then, like, go shopping? How do you know it was a lady? That was bad.
I don't know. They say it a lot. They do say it a lot in the movies. They say she.
Like, look at those titties. They do that.
She's definitely Godzilla's girlfriend. She's the only one who can keep him in check.
Okay. Was it a good movie?
So the new movie that just came out to transition into what we were talking about the last time, which is the biggest movies of 2024 that are kind of retro, and we're talking about the connections to our pasts. And Godzilla. I love Godzilla. The new movie is Bananas Crazy. I saw it in IMAX. I saw it by myself, and I had a gummy. Had a couple gummies.
Even these fucking gummies, man.
The movie opens up because Hollow Earth has, like, a mountain range on the bottom and on the top. It's like mirroring mountain ranges. And so the movie opens up with this crazy camera rotating shot that's like, we're going to be this way and this way and this way. And I was like, oh, those gummies are hitting me now. IMAX is the best. But that movie is so crazy. It has just enough human characters to spill out a bunch of exposition. And then there's just monster madness. It's crazy. Anyone who's a fan of that stuff, go pay to see it. It's worth seeing with the big speakers. It's very synthwavy. It's got a 80s and 90s, like, Saturday morning cartoon feel. It's so stupid. It does things. I'll spoil it for, you know what, this might be like the trailer for the movie. They should have put it in there. King Kong is fighting three bad guys who were ambushing him, and there's a tiny little baby King Kong.
And these are like street thugs. When you say he's fighting bad guys, I just picture like give me the fucking money, and then they run outside.
Yeah, they got,
and,
like, King ski Kong's masks. The King Kong goes under Hollow Earth to Hollower Earth and finds other Kongs. He's not King Kong technically for legal reasons, and they ambush him. He picks up the baby Kong, uses it as a nunchuck to whip the other Kongs in the face. Like, he picks up the baby Kong by the foot and is going on the other Kongs. And then he fucking throws the baby at one of them. He, like, boom. And it's, like, really loud. And it's really, like, just the speakers of the movie is making it work. It's the craziest thing you'll ever see on cinema this year.
Does it read as, like, he's throwing a baby?
Yeah, because the baby, like, like, he talks like a kid.
Oh.
So Kong, like, picked up a fucking kid and beat other Kong asses with the kid and then threw the kid at one of the Kongs. Like, I'm describing exactly what happened, but you do kind of have to see it for yourself. It's fucking crazy.
Well, how about this? Why don't we listen to some music, and then you can tell me more.
Have you seen Son of Godzilla?
Dude, the only thing I've watched in the past, like, month was For Your Height Only, a Wang Wang film at, like, fucking resolution 200p on YouTube.
Oh, that crazy movie you made me watch.
Did you watch Wang Wang?
I had it in the background for a long time.
I love Wang Wang.
I can't say I remember anything that happened.
Dude, he hits a fucking rocket pack at the end. And he, like, flies across this little lake.
Was that like like an Asian cinema in, like, Flint spoof of Bond movies? What was the point of that movie?
It is a spoof of Bond movie, so that is part of the thing. He is, like, a mini James Bond.
Okay.
It's Filipino. It's so good. It's like, I laughed through the whole fucking thing. It's got the funniest dub, like, because the dub is sort of kind of in on the joke, but it's not new, so it was still made, like, the dub is still old, like the movie is, you know, because it's all, like, Filipino actors and stuff, but, like, the voices, they give them, like, hey, see, like fucking gangster voices and stuff. It's so good. It's so funny. And Wang Wang's amazing because he, like, has scenes with ladies and stuff, and he's, like, 2 feet high. It's just awesome.
Every time you say Wang Wang, I keep thinking of...
Ping Ping? Same deal, man. They look the same. They're both primordial dwarves.
Maybe they are the same person.
Maybe.
And he cashed in on one name, found a new name.
And a new family.
What's happening here?
You can play me some music. It's music time.
Oh, right. I forgot. You ever heard of LeBrock?
I have.
Let's go dark. Let's play Max Braun. And that's spelled B-R-H-O-N. Looks like Brahan. The track is Dark Soul, and it makes me think of in Batman Beyond when the people are dancing on those in the laser nightclub. This track makes me think this is the music they're dancing to.
And that was Max Braun. Max Braun. Max
Brahan.
Yeah, it's Max and then B-R-H-O-N with the track Dark Soul, which is currently number 14 on the Retro Power Synthwave Outrun Top 100 chart, which Mike is going to laugh about and tell me that by the time this episode comes out, the chart will have changed.
Okay, if you plan to put these out like right after we record them,
mm-hmm.
I will give you the numbers without making you look for them. And I'll present it as if that's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hey, man, look, who cares? You know, in a fucking month time, no one will give a shit and they'll just listen to cool music. And that's what we do here, right? We listen to cool music.
Speaking of cool music, here's another song.
No, now you got to tell me about...
Ghostbusters. Oh, no, we're still talking about King Kong. No, not King Kong.
So the movie that you saw is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Is that what it's called?
The New Empire. And there is a scene in the movie that there's a bunch of beachgoers hanging out, bathing suits, swimming, children, beach balls. And then a force makes a bunch of ice and freezes the ocean and freezes the air and freezes the buildings and freezes the beach and the people. I've seen two movies this year within a week of each other that have Empire in the title that freeze beaches.
Oh, like you're not kidding?
I'm not kidding. Oh. This happens in both Godzilla and Ghostbusters.
Oh. See, I was waiting for you to say, and then ice shards like start sticking up from the bottom. I'm just like, he's making a Ghostbusters joke.
No, like fucking Zool showed up in the Godzilla movie. It was very, very silly. I had a great time. I wish I was there with like a group of people who were big Godzilla fans, but I don't know how many there are.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Stay Puffed or King Kong?
Depends.
You know what I've never actually really thought about?
Does Kong have a proton pack?
Yeah. Is Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man like... Like, because he is just made of marshmallow.
Yeah, could you punch his leg and, like, your fist goes into his leg?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And is he held together by the power of Zool? So, like, is his destruction part of the whole, like, blow her up and then he blows up kind of thing? Like, because I feel like, I mean, obviously King Kong would just eat him.
Yeah, could you scoop some marshmallow fluff right off of Stay Puffed?
Yeah, I wonder. Is there, like, a book? I bet you there's some fucking tome, you know, like a class 5 ghost that's made of fucking marshmallows is blah, whatever. Dan Aykroyd would know. He's big into the occult.
Well, I saw that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's okay. I feel like I had more fun at Godzilla.
Yeah.
I feel like Ghostbusters gave us exactly what we wanted and didn't surprise us in any way.
Yeah. I listened back to the previous retro, what's the show called? Radio Fiasco. And and I listened to what I said because I haven't seen the movie, but everything I said just based on watching that trailer is pretty much like what all the reviews I read said. Because like when I watched the trailer, I'm just like, this looks like there's too many characters. Like it looks too crowded and like there's all these things. And then like all the reviews are just like, yeah, there's too many characters and they don't get serviced really. And like some of them are really bored to be there and that kind of stuff.
I feel like it's either too long of a movie or too short of a story because it seemed like there were more things that were cut. And maybe we could have gotten more to help out with all the characters. But by the time we got there, it was all so chopped up that we didn't feel like anything was earned.
Yeah. Well, you know the old saying, from fucking ghosts to tunes, we're going to listen to some more music. How's that?
I'll say this. I like skeletons.
Was there skeletons in the movie?
No. There were tiny flashes of skeleton inside of people's bodies in Godzilla.
Yeah, like when he shoots the purple fire, do people turn to skeletons or does he only aim that fire laser at other creatures?
He only aims it at other creatures, but like when he hits stuff, it vaporizes. Mm. He shot it like right through the Great Pyramids. Like if it was like a hot laser, like zip.
That's a hot laser.
It looks fucking cool. Yeah. It's a hot laser. Every time we talk about a movie, I'm going to keep talking about Godzilla.
Well, look, play me a song and then we'll run down, I guess, the rest of the upcoming films because we started talking about that last time. And since we talked, a bunch of trailers came out and things as well. So we have a bit more information.
We do got a bit more.
Yeah.
I could do that. All right. Next track, Droid Bishop. Not sure if you ever heard of him. This is The Beach by Droid Bishop.
Thank you.
Droid, and that was Droid Bishop with The Beach on today's Radio Fiasco, Retro Power Synthwave and Outrun Top 100 chart with Mike Mendoza and me, Andy. I don't know why I hesitated there about saying my last name.
And me.
I was like, I didn't want to say Andy last, and so I'm like, and Andy.
Andy. Booby.
There's another one that I always think of. There's that, Hans, Booby, and there's one in Scarface when the lawyer is talking, they're like, where he's telling Tony that he's going to have to do some jail time, like there's no way out of it. And then like, honey baby. Yeah, he calls him honey baby. But honey baby, it's going to be difficult to convince the jurors that you found it in a taxi cab.
But when you got $1,000,003 undeclared dollars staring into a videotape camera, honey baby, it's hard to convince a jury you found it in a taxi cab.
So we got some upcoming things. So since we last spoke,
I think we were on the cusp of talking about Beverly Hills Cop because we were up to June.
Let me go fucking grab the list here. Fucking,
I searched for what is it, the most anticipated movies of 2024 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, so hold on here. Fucking, I'm gonna type in fucking most anticipated movies of 2024.
Sorry, you don't even have a pen in your mouth.
I do.
You're just like,
so you want me to do the Rotten Tomatoes one?
That's the one that I've been using.
You know they fucking silence the fans.
Good. I'm so happy. Too many people have too many opinions on the internet today. I don't hear it.
Too many people. Too many. Is that a thing? It sounds like a thing, right? Too many people.
Are you doing a Ringo Starr commercial for Coca-Cola?
I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like too many people is a song, but I can't place.
Too many opinions. Grab yourself a Coke.
All right, so we're past January now, so we don't have to talk about Mean Girls.
Way past January.
Or Argyle, or Lisa Frankenstein, or Bob Marley, yeah, One
last
Love.
Last episode you said, what about Argyle? And I laughed. Look, we're up to June already.
What the fuck is this? There's this thing called stop motion. It's like a horror film, and the cover image is upsetting. Okay. So, where are we at? What month are we in?
June.
We're in April now, right?
We are in April.
Did you end up watching Roadhouse?
No, I didn't get a chance to. Did you?
My wife watched it, I think. I read so much video game and movie news and then don't watch any of the things, but I always know everything. So, like, if I walk in the room and my wife is, like, watching something, I can literally just see a frame of it and go, oh, I know what you're, like, I know the movie, I'll just call it out. And, like, in the case of Roadhouse, no one was on screen. Like, none of the stars were on screen. It was just, like, this black lady who was, like, kind of running a bar or something, and I knew enough that I'm just like, oh, you're watching Roadhouse? And she's like, yep. I'm like, okay. And then I left.
Yeah, it's also got a certain cinematography to it that you're like, oh yeah, I've seen this 1,000 times before in the last year.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of the commercials and trailers for Roadhouse, and I know exactly what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it too. Definitely, like you absorb the aesthetic a bit, and then like that's what I'm also going on. So yeah, so I'll always walk in, I'll know what it is, and then I never actually end up watching it. So there was a trailer. So I did like the trailer for. Did you see the one for Monkey Man?
I did see the trailer. Jordan Peele was in Austin for South By to promote it. I think Dev Patel was here too.
What does Jordan Peele have to do with this? Producer?
Jordan Peele produced that movie with his Monkey Paw Productions.
Ooh, so it's like a crossover.
I was kind of thinking it would be.
I don't know what that means.
but it's not at all. It's just like, it's not even horror based. It's just Dev Patel getting to do a story that he wanted to do.
Yeah.
He like wrote, directed, and then starred in it.
So I think it looks cool. I like movies where people get revenge and fight their way to the top.
It does look cool. Is that the movie in the trailer where he like tries to jump out a window and the window doesn't break?
Yes. I think that was like the comedic beat of that trailer.
Yeah. It's kind of Jackie Chan-y. I feel weird saying Chan-y.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, like, why does that sound weird?
I don't know.
Play me more music and we'll...
I'll play you a song if you promise to skip to June because we already did most of the first half of the year.
Did we?
Yeah, man. We talked about all these things.
What about the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare?
God.
Henry Cavill does not get along with Alan Ritchson. Did you know that? Carrie Elwes.
Is Henry Cavill also in Argyle?
Yes.
I feel like I'm confusing both of those movies for each other.
I mean, it's possible.
Were they both directed by Guy Ritchie?
We'll sort this all out when we listen to some music. It'll sort our brains.
Yeah.
Sort my brain, buddy.
Sort it. Maybe you need some Delta 9 gummies.
I do.
You can get some if you listen to List and Lubro with their track Delta.
I'm going to leave that in just so people know that we can both be really lame.
After 10 years, you think people don't know?
Yeah. And that was Delta by List and Lubro.
Hi, my name is Lubro, not Lou. Oh my God.
Is it Lubro?
I don't know. That's just...
I don't know how to pronounce L's with umlauts over them. Is that an umlaut?
L's?
What did I say? Oh, yeah, you. Sorry, you.
I keep saying ooh.
Ooh,
this Lubro. Is very entertaining.
Lubro. Okay, listen, it was a good song, okay? That's all that matters.
I think so.
We can just stop the show here.
About June?
Okay.
We'll get to June on the next episode.
Well, let's see here. I'm scrolling down. So, we got Fall Guy in May.
I tried to talk about Fall Guy for 2 seconds, but no one knows what the original TV show is, even though it was on air for like 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it looks... fun, I guess. I don't know.
It does look fun. Ryan Gosling is highly charming, and so is Emily Blunt. And that David Leitch director, he worked on the John Wick movies and other things. Mm. So it looks fun, and it also looks forgettable, but fun.
Yeah, I agree. It might have some cool action in there. I like action because I'm a man.
Did you see The Lost City of D with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum?
Is that what that movie's called?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
It's not called The Lost City of D.
Yeah, because that's what her book is called.
Isn't it just called The Lost fucking Sandra Bullock? Hold on.
The Lost fucking Sandra Bullock. Wait, I don't know where I am.
Sandra Bullock. Her first credit on IMDb is producer of The Proposal.
With Ryan Reynolds?
It's just called The Lost City.
Mm, okay. Well, the book is called Lost City of D in the thing. She's a writer, and then it kind of like,
you know,
becomes real.
The book was called The Bird Box of D.
I saw 30 minutes of it and got bored and did something else.
Of The Lost City of D or Bird Box?
Bird Box. Mm. It's just...
Bird Box.
It's boring. Boring Bird Box.
My issue is that it's such a dumb title that I don't want to watch it because of that stupid title. I don't even care. I don't care if it means something or if it's a metaphor.
I was going to say, did it mean anything in the movie? Does Bird Box signify something?
Hold on. Let's find out. Why is it called Bird Box? Well, let's see here. Someone's answered this on the website stackexchange.com. This is a website where people get together and exchange stacks. I do get, in the end, that Mallory and her kids end up in an old school for the blind, which happens to house lots of birds. But it's a school in the end. But why is the movie named Bird Box? Okay, I can't tell if you missed the fact that they carry a box holding three birds with them for the entire journey on the river. Or if you know that and still don't see why that was used for the name of the movie. I love sarcastic. And then the person responded, I didn't miss it, although I didn't see why the movie had to be named Bird Box as opposed to Blindfolds. More important subject in the movie than the birds in the Bird Box. I just didn't know how relevant the title and the movie were. Like, why? This person's awesome. What is...
They're both awesome. Yeah,
like, I want to be that executive just like, how about we call it Blindfolds? Everybody's wearing blindfolds.
Oh my god.
Alright, did that answer anything?
We have to make a movie poster for Blindfolds.
Blindfolds.
You make one and I'll make one and we'll see what...
Well, seeing as we're probably both going to use AI, I don't think it really matters.
Since we both haven't seen the movie, yeah. Nothing will be relevant.
Blindfolds.
Oh, no. Yours will be a bunch of birds on the movie poster with blindfolds, and mine will feature blind people folding t-shirts. Well,
Oh, nice. That's pretty good. How are you going to read them as blind, though, like in just an image?
They have canes.
But they're going to have to set them aside to fold.
At Old Navy.
Unless they're holding one.
Listen, what are we talking about?
Well, if they're folding with one hand and holding their cane with the other.
No. The cane's on like, it's on a loop and the loop is like on their forearm.
But then you put it through the AI. So instead of a cane, it's actually Michael Caine.
Oh, no. And he's blind with a blindfold.
Yeah. And then there's a bird box in the front of the screen.
And he says, somebody get off my bird box.
Like, with a speech balloon? Like, that's actually on the poster? Michael Caine just says, somebody get off my bird box.
It's not anyone specific. Somebody get off my bird box.
And then just in big letters, blindfolds at the bottom.
Oh my god. Oh man. let's just get to another song.
Yeah, that's stupid. Oh my god.
Okay, yeah, go.
Okay, listen. The next song is Windows 96 and Gavriel. It's Gabriel with a V. The song is Data Same Day.
And that was Data Same Day by Windows 96 and Gavriel. That must be how you say that, right?
Gavriel?
Hmm.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Well, anyway, that doesn't even make sense, man.
I want gobble, gobble, gobble to be a tagline on my movie poster. Yeah.
Oh, fucking blindfolds. Oh, my God. All right. So anyway, that's a cool song. And of course, we're playing songs taken from the Retro Power Synthwave and Outrun Top 100 chart, which you can check out on Spotify. It's updated and it's all the hits. So what else? So we saw the Fall Guy.
Well, you're the one who wanted to go back in time. So you're going to scroll through.
Amy Winehouse movie, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. We talked about that because I haven't seen the previous ones. I got to watch that first.
Mm-hmm.
Some movie for kids directed by John Krasinski with a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Furiosa. Okay, we talked about that. Garfield. Oh, so this the fucking Garfield with Chris Pratt finally comes out?
That's right. Garfield. It's
everyone can complain about how he's the voice and everything.
Yeah.
Oh! All right. Let's do it.
What's that? The Crow, you're talking about The Crow?
Yeah, so the fucking so before we talked about The Crow, we didn't even see the picture yet.
Yeah, there weren't even any promo photos yet.
So I will just say this now, because The Crow is one of my favorite films. I love The Crow. So I'm always going to be biased to any sequel that comes out, because it's like, what are you guys doing? Like, the first movie. It's just such a stylized and cool and unique film. Even if you're like not a fan of it, it's still a very like unique thing. So then they showed the picture of what the crow looked like. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it looks like shit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and I love too, like, it's universally being shat on. Like, if you look at the trailer and just read the comments, they're all negative. I didn't see a single positive one. It's all just like, what the fuck is this? He looks like Jared Leto's Joker. Like, he's got stupid tattoos all over him. He's got this weird, like, undercut, like, dyed black hair. Like, he just looks stupid. He's got tattoos on his face. And it sucks. And then they release the trailer, and then it's just the same thing. Just like, what are you fucking doing? What are you doing? There was some interview with the director who was saying, like, well, it's supposed to appeal to, like, a modern audience or whatever, so that's why he looks like this, because I guess this is a more appealing look for young people, but I don't believe that. Unless, like, they'd like some computer tell them, like, well, the kids these days really like fucking stupid-looking assholes, so, like, make them look like a piece of shit, and then they'll fucking like it. It's one of those things where you're sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't, because, like, if you make it look too much like the 90s one, then it'll just be like, why'd you do this? Right? Like, there already is that movie, so you've got to put your own stamp on it. But then if you put your own stamp on it, it's like, what are you doing? Because the crow is this thing, and you're making this other stupid thing, and I don't know. It sucks. The trailer sucked. He looks stupid. It's going to be shit. Everyone hates it.
I actually haven't seen what the trailer looks like. I've only seen the photos still.
Yeah, they tried to give it some, like, it's one of those trailers that is R-rated, so it shows you, like, some of the violence and stuff. So I think, like, they're trying to make it be like, oh, this movie's cool, right? Because you watch the trailer and it shows people getting, like, chopped up and blood and shit.
Chopped up.
I don't want to just paint this totally just like, this is how I feel about the other movie, and so I'm going to, you know, project hatred onto this thing. But it's like, what I love about the original Crow is it's got this awesome cast of bad guys who are all really memorable and funny, and they have got, like, they just, it's just a cool movie overall. And also just Brandon Lee is, like, he's cool in it, and he's, like, a charming lead character, and obviously all the backstory and stuff. And I read that this one, they're saying something like he doesn't even die until, like, halfway into the movie, because they're like, well, we want you to care about the characters before they whatever. I'm like, so is this going to be some other stupid, like, 2.5 hour waste of fucking time, like, where I'm going to have to look at this fucking idiot for, you know, before he even gets supernatural powers? Like, this character looks so stupid. I don't want to see them do anything, let alone, like, not be a fucking vengeful ghost for, like, an hour and a half, where it's just like, what, being like a SoundCloud rapper or something? Like, it's fucking stupid.
Does it show what he does with his normal life before he becomes a crow in the trailer?
Yeah, it just shows him in, like, the tattoo parlor. Make me look like a fucking piece of shit. That's, like, the first scene in the movie.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to throw me a song?
Yeah, let's get to a new track. It's a track called Drift by Kazpro and Lavenu.
played, and that was Drifts by Caspro and Lavenue. A lot of collabs this week, I'm noticing.
Yeah, it's very good for SEO because both artists will be tagged.
I'm glad I have a business brain.
Insider baseball. Speaking of Caspro, if you've seen Casper, Dan Aykroyd plays a Ghostbuster in Casper the movie in the 90s.
Does he play Winston?
Oh, no.
He's got a mustache, though. I remember even as a kid, there was that scene where it's like, it was one of the first times I'd ever seen a movie crossover joke.
Yeah.
Right? Because nowadays, you know, meta comedy is like commonplace, but at that time the fact like a Ghostbuster showed up in another movie about ghosts was just like, that's cool. But I remember thinking like, why does he have a mustache?
They should have CGI'd it out.
Yeah
using 90s green screen technology, and then his lip has like a little green tint to it.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Or if they did it the fucking Henry Cavill Superman way and just give him a really weird upper lip. Did you ever watch that?
They gave him like a super lip. His lip is like extra defined, kind of like if it was muscly.
Yes, but it was also kind of firm, like the way that it would move. It would be like, you could just go up and down and reveal those teeth in a way that is not what he looks like, which is really weird. Like the decision when they did that, like, you know, he doesn't always walk around like showing his upper teeth like a rabbit. Like,
yeah.
It's weird. Like every time he would talk, there'd just be this weird like rabbit like upper lip thing would be going on.
Brainiac, I'm gonna get you. Just showing his teeth.
Yeah. Even though you're not even in this film.
Yeah.
What do we got next? We got Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Bad Boys Ride or Die. We got a trailer, I think.
Yep.
Did we get a trailer for it last year? I haven't seen anything else about this movie since then.
No, wasn't there a new trailer just a few weeks ago? Well, you're the Bad Boys guy, right?
I am a Bad Boys guy. I see sometimes that he posts on Instagram. Not that I follow his Instagram, but I'll see like articles like Will Smith posted behind the scenes pictures. And I'm like, oh, all right. It's kind of cool. Mm. Are you a big Smith stan?
Not at all. He's one of, again, you know, there's certain actors and actresses who are like famous, but then when I think about them, they're not actually in any of my favorite things. Will Smith is one of those. Like, he's just a big star and everyone like, it's, well, Will Smith. And yet, like, none of my favorite movies have anything to do with Will Smith.
These are not any of my favorite things.
Yeah, but then like some people will be in multiple ones, even though they're not like, to this day, I'm not totally convinced that like Michelle Pfeiffer is like a great actress, but she's in a whole bunch of movies I love. Like she's in fucking Batman Returns. She's in fucking Scarface. Like, you know, the movies that are important to me that I watch a lot.
You love Wolf with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. But then there'll be other actors who is like, well, Meryl Streep, right? She's like the best and wins Oscars and shit. And yet there's like none of my favorite movies involve Meryl Streep. But yet she's a, you know, and then Denzel Washington's another one where I'm just like, none of my favorite movies have Denzel Washington in them. But like, you know, everyone always talks about how great they are. And I'm not saying they're not great. It's just for my personal tastes. But then, you know, like a guy like Al Pacino is in like fucking five movies that I love, but is also awesome. But you know what I mean? Like, because he's in The Godfathers and fucking Scarface. And I used to love the movie Devil's Advocate.
That's a great movie.
To be fair, I have not seen it in a very long time. But I feel like it's one that will age fine because it was sort of already kind of a cheesy 90s film, but it was still made in that time where they could be a bit edgy and weird, but also there's some kind of corny aspects. I'm sure if I watched it again, I'd be like, well, that's a little dated or whatever. But
it's got a lot of that 90s CGI green tint stuff to it.
Yes. Yeah, I think I do. And I remember some weird face morphs, like when people would walk by and they were actual demons and they would do the quick like CGI like fangs and weird eyes.
I watched it maybe last year. And my take was that, because a lot of these 90s movies that are adult R-rated thrillers, that's just kind of the category, adult R-rated thriller.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was kind of fantasy Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah.
Like, here's a moral quandary that, like, that can stay with you and haunt you and blah, blah, blah. Like, I felt like kind of one of those stories.
And it's a total cop-out ending. You know, like, I'll have things I'll say, like, I hate when movies do this or I hate when songs do this. But then there's no real hard, fast rules because sometimes there will just be a song that does that I like or a movie does that. So yeah. I normally do not like movies where it was all a dream. And that movie is that, but then they still try and tag on a thing like, it was all a dream, or was it? And then like, you said, but Al Pacino's still here, so like, blah, blah, blah. But in that case, it got so intense, and I did like the main characters, so I was like kind of happy, like, oh, that's nice. Because like, you know, the last scene was just Al Pacino freaking out, and there's somebody, I made a joke about this the other day. It was about somebody who, is this guy on Facebook who, like, has multiple accounts that, like, spams everybody in, like, the synthwave scene? And he's got, like, 80 accounts of, like, where he takes his name but just, like, changes a letter around or whatever.
Synthwave Facebook is a mess.
And this person always has all these accounts. You'll just be like, you had a friend request from, and it's, like, a very similar-looking name, and it's the same guy. And so I was making fun of that guy, and I was quoting the scene where Al Pacino's like, I have so many names, you know, and he's when he reveals that he's Satan. Anyways.
Is it me? Did I request you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Account that says Mike Mendozo.
Ike Mendozley. Do you want to play me some more music?
I remember at the end of...
is that a no?
What's the fucking movie we were just talking about? With the lawyers and the devil.
Yeah, blindfolds.
What's it... What is it called?
Why is that movie not called Courtroom?
Any Given Sunday? Nope. I can't think of what it's called right now. We just said
it. Oh my God. Now, why am I blanking on it? You asshole. You like, you just sent this fucking amnesia contagion. Yeah, it's called Bad Guy Lawyer.
Anyway, Al Pacino at the end, he's like, ah, I'm going to see you again in Constantine. Ah, anyway, that's the joke. All right, let's get to a song.
Work this.
I'm just going to tell what I think are punchlines from now on with no setup.
That's fine.
I'm not great at the setup. The next track is by Augster, Jinx, and After If.
Whoa.
It's a triple collab, which is great for your SEO. The track is called Raindrops.
right, and that was Raindrops by Ogster, Afterift, and Jinx. So there you go, you got three artists for the price of one. That's exciting. And speaking of the price, I got to shout out a new patron. So hello to Split Reality Disorder. Split Reality Disorder. Thank you so much for supporting Beyond Synth in the $5 Club. So don't forget to check out, there's bonus stuff there on the Patreon, and there'll be some more stuff posting as well. I'll be more specific when I actually post the stuff. So look, I'm here with Mike. This is the Radio Fiasco, and we're talking about the upcoming movies of 2024. So we got Inside Out 2.
The first one was great. It was a good coming of age tale. And it's got great voice work. The cast is really good.
Wasn't there a thing though where they said some people weren't coming back or something? But I don't remember. It looks like all the main cast is here. And now I see their names at the where it says starring.
Mindy Kaling's Disgust is now replaced by Tony Hale and Liza Lapira.
We got A Quiet Place Day One.
Did you like the first two?
I just don't really watch movies like that.
Yeah,
my wife loves them. She watches them a lot. Actually,
I like stuff like this. I like movies that deal with near future apocalypse. You know, that could have taken place like a year from now or something. And then I like movies that show the apocalypse happening, which is why I like the idea of this movie. It's like how it all went down, how society collapsed.
Doesn't part two start with a flashback?
Yeah, it starts with a flashback of Jim Krasinski dying or something.
Then we got fucking Beverly Hills Cop.
BHC AF. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F.
So that's actually what the title of the movie is?
Yeah, Axel F. I feel like they're going for like Rambo or John Rambo.
Right, yeah.
They should have called him Axel Faltermeyer.
I always find it weird when they do this sort of titling. Like, there's nothing wrong with just saying part four. Like,
hey, Lethal Weapon 4, I will say that is still one of the best sequels of all time. And for a fourth movie, it's way better than it has any right to be.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's good.
That's the one with Jet Li, right?
Yeah, and Joe Pesci is like, they fuck you with the cell phones, they fuck you.
I'll watch it again. I've got the box set.
You want me to do the Chris Rock impression, or is that probably not a good idea?
No. You want me to do the Mel Gibson impression? I do a really great one-man show where I mimic the phone call to his ex-wife. It's good stuff.
Did you see the trailer for Beverly Hills Cop?
I did.
I enjoy when movie trailers take the original theme and smash it with a pop song. I'm not being sarcastic. It's kind of cool. I think it's a Notorious B.I.G. song mixed up with the Faltermeyer theme.
I mean, it's tough because it's such a great original piece of music.
Yeah.
That when I see it sort of muddled with... Like, you know what made me sad the other day? My daughter was playing a stupid game on her iPad. It's like this cats game, and they take real music, but then they just make cats singing it, and then it loops. And since we were on a car trip, she had no internet connection, so she could only play the same level over and over again.
Oh, no.
And it's literally just in the background, just like, meow, 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 meow. You know, it's like some stupid like pop song. Anyways, at one point, they start singing Axel F., and then my sister-in-law says, oh, Crazy Frog?
Oh, no.
Because that generation
that
knows it, yeah, as Crazy Frog and not...
And also our generation, because when we were like 13, that's when ringtones, you had to pay like 99 cents for a ringtone. That was one of the major ringtones of the era.
You know, Crazy Frog is a dick?
What?
Go to YouTube. If you watch the Crazy Frog...
He's not a nice guy.
No, he's got a penis.
Oh, no.
Like, if you look at the video, Crazy Frog has a penis.
I don't want to Google that.
You don't have to Google anything. Just fucking go watch the video for Crazy. Do it now, goddammit. Watch the fucking video for Crazy Frog, you fuck. Man, he's got a little wiener that hangs down.
Crazy Frog has a penis. No,
you don't have to type that in. Like, if you just literally watch Crazy Frog the video, you'll see it.
Oh, I see.
And you'll get horny.
Oh, yeah, he does have a penis. He has a little D.
I'm typing it in just to see if I remember this correctly.
You know what it looks like? It looks like in South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, they show Terrence and Phillip's dick.
And Bart Simpson as well in the Simpsons movie. He's got the little dink. I hate Crazy Frog.
I do too.
It drives me nuts. Like, there's so much music now, especially like with TikTok, where they just take songs and speed them up. And, well, hold on, I'm watching this video and he doesn't have a dink in this one. Which one does he have the dink in?
Well, hyperpop is a genre of music that kids are into that features very fast BPMs, and that's what they like. So I'm not surprised that they're like anti-vaporwaving it and making things faster.
And the pitched up vocals. Oh, I see. Crazy Frog original video. Yeah, there is his dink, yeah. They've cropped it out of the new one.
Very important that we talk about this.
Yeah, this is literally all I'm focused on. Okay, play me another song.
Listen,
man.
I want to say at the end or during the Beverly Hills Cop trailer, we haven't talked about the movie at all.
Well, you got to listen to another song, and then we will.
All right. Let's do it. The next track, we've got S. Pharaoh and Tommy 86, another collaboraton. The track is We Been Round. Not around, but apostrophe round.
We been round?
We have been.
And that was We Been Round by Sfero and Tommy 86. We, and by we, I mean Mike and I, are playing cool songs that you can see and you can hear on the Retro Power Synthwave and Outrun Top 100 chart. And that is a cool song. So this whole episode's been fucking collabs.
A lot of them, yeah. And so who wasn't? Droid Bishop.
That's true.
D to the R to the Oid to the ooh.
So...
So Beverly Hills Cop,
yeah,
that trailer seemed weird because, first of all, like, everyone who comes back looks like someone's grandpa or someone's father.
Well, we did talk about
and
this.
Then, yeah, but I want to mention, I didn't say this last time, they played the first few notes of the theme song during the trailer, and even it seemed like it was pitched down to match the Notorious B.I.G. track. Mm. But because it's pitched down, even the song seems old and tired.
Right.
It's like... dun, 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 dun. Like it... It sounds like the whole franchise is just sleepy and we should have just left it alone.
Well, my concern is that none of these movies end up being good. So I'm always hoping that one of them will be. Like, I mean, of all of the reboot things so far, like, I guess Ghostbusters Afterlife is like the one that... But even then, I don't love that movie. It's just sort of like, well, that was okay. Like, it was a proper film. Like, a lot of them just come out and they're just forgettable or they look cheap. My concern for Beverly Hills Cop, since it's like a Netflix combination thing, I'm like...
That's my biggest worry, too, is that it's going to feel super cheap.
Oh, it's going to look cheap, isn't it? Like, it's going to just look kind of digitally cameras and the probably action's going to be not well directed or whatever. Not to say that that can't happen. Like, you know, like the... The Daredevil TV show was Netflix, and it had fucking wicked fight scenes. So, I mean, like, it is... They are capable of making cool things. It just... I don't know.
Yeah, but there's a difference because you're talking about a TV show, and your expectations are for a TV show.
That's true.
When you're watching these streaming movies that have a cheap feel to it, you're like, but what's the fucking point?
It feels...
I feel like I want to watch a movie. I don't want to sit here and feel like I'm watching a half-budgeted... TV show that got condensed into 2 hours because of business reasons. That's how it always feels like when you watch a cheap movie on Netflix or something.
And even the ones that people have enjoyed, I still feel that sort of cheapness of just the way the modern cinematography looks, like Bill and Ted, the third one.
Yeah.
That was like, it's a fun movie. It was fine. I liked it premise-wise and all that stuff, but it still just felt cheap.
Yes.
Like it just, there's the cheapness about it.
I wish one of these fucking reboots would aim to have like silver film grain, you know, desaturated. I want it to look like the original Beverly Hills Cop or the original Ghostbusters. Can't we have a movie that like does that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, 'cause a lot of it has to do too with just the art design as well. You know, when you watch like an old Ghostbusters film, yeah, it's grainy and smoke too. Because we talked about this before, like how like all the cool movies in the 80s and 90s, they just pumped smoke into every shot.
Beverly Hills Cop and Predator 2, that whole Tony Scott aesthetic.
Oh, dude, see, and that is like a big thing of the movies I love because it never makes any sense. Wow, like so they're in a police station and it's just like full of smoke. Like just can people see? Like because there's some funny scenes in Point Break where they're just like they're at the crime scene and then the place is just so smoky and the light filter. In from the windows is like having these like big beams of light, you know, but
yeah,
that's something that I noticed a lot of new things don't have is that smoky atmosphere.
It's all too clear.
Yeah, so that's part of the 80s aesthetic and the color of the things, because I was thinking about that because we talked about this before in regards to like Ghostbusters. I'm like looking at Ghostbusters and going like, yeah, like they're filming in this library where like the things are painted like that dark green. Remember people used to paint exteriors with like dark green, you know, like the fucking fences and things, and there'd be like browns and the costumes are beige, and you know, like there's all these sort of aspects to it. And I feel like to really nail that aesthetic, it's like the film grain, but it's also going to be like, how do you, without CGI, make a city look like it's, you know, 80s New York without...
Have some of the buildings flicker off of their tracking lines.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when there's like a shot of a supernatural storm over New York City and like some of the buildings don't match the bottom half of the buildings.
Yes.
And the camera shake and the tracking and the film like jittering and the buildings don't line up for like four frames. And you're like, I saw it. I saw it.
That's one of my favorite videos I watched was how they do the smoke, the 80s smoke effect, that swirling evil sky effect in the 80s. And it's so cool because they did it in these fucking water tanks.
Right.
The idea of the science, figuring that science out was so cool to me. Like just like, well, if you have salt water, it like rises to this height, so if you fucking start pouring paint in, it like hits the surface of the water that's more what's the word when you have like different weights of water, there's like a, anyway, really cool. I love the problem solving and the how they did that stuff, because
buoyancy,
is it buoyancy?
No,
it might be,
I don't know,
fucking,
I just wanted to sound smart. Nice, sound less smart.
Well, anyway, look, we got to...
Hydrodynamics.
Listen, we got to play one more song, and then we got to go. We're done today.
Okay. Wait a minute. We only got to where we ended off the last time. Oh, my God. I was really trying to rein it in. I was like, come on, Andy, you don't have to look at February and March again. And oh my God.
Eh, whatever.
Here we go. All right. What do you think about Joseph Gordon-Levitt's career?
That's an awesome question.
I feel like I really liked him, like, in 2011. I guess that era of his stuff was really cool. And then he just started making these weird movie choices. And I feel like his career keeps going less and less away from fame and famous and stuff.
Yeah, I got nothing really to say. He's just kind of there. He is in some things I like. I will say this. Remember what we were talking about before? I mean, like, how there's some people who just... Are they good or bad? But he's in Inception. He's in fucking Dark Knight Rises. So, like, I do see movies with him in, even though I don't love Dark Knight Rises. But, like...
I hate that Don Juan movie.
Don Juan. Don't know it.
Where he plays, like, a sexual obsessor. It's, like, got Scarlett Johansson. He's, like, this cool, like, guy where he works out and talks like this the whole time. And
well, it sounds cool to me.
It's weird. Okay, well, let's get to another song.
Okay, well, play me one more song, and then we'll go for this week.
All right, one more song?
Yeah, just one. This is the last song, so pick Will.
Okay. Oh, ooh. Should I play the number one track just because it's the number one track?
Sure.
And very popular?
Yeah, do it.
And then I'll have a special shout-out at the end if we still have time. All right, so the number one track... I'm going through changes, man. The number one track of the chart for this week and probably the next few weeks... The Midnight. They're the featuring artist, but that's definitely why the track is the number one, as they are the most famousest of the synthwave, retrowave set of artists. The track is Silence by Essinger featuring The Midnight.
Self-believe that seem to divide us. Once in my life, moving on towards something, I realized it was all for nothing. Wonder why every good thing has to end in nothing but silence. I'm trying, but I can't find a way to let you know that dying on the inside. The feeling sets in the silence. In the silence. In the silence. In the silence. In the silence.
right, and that was Essinger and the Midnight with Silence. That's number one right now on the Retro Power Synthwave and Outround Top 100 chart. And because it's based on data, like sales and plays and these sorts of things.
That's right.
That it's probably going to be number one for a while.
It is. And that's the reason why the chart isn't like all of the year, like from January 1st, because I've run that kind of chart before, and the Gunships and the Midnights are always at number one, because the difference between their popularity and the rest of synthwave is like a canyon. They're so, so popular and they're so famous, and other artists, I don't know, it's just like, I don't want to discourage anyone, but that's the reason why we don't hear a lot of artists that we have heard of personally and know personally as friends, is because a lot of the artists at the top of the chart, they're like, they're really busting their buns to get up there. And sometimes a friend of mine, I don't want to say who they are, but like they're number 500. And I'm not trying to say that anyone's music is any less. I just think it's all about marketing and getting yourself out there. It's hard to say because like charts...
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Jesus Christ. People tend to look at charts as like, what's the best? Mm. And it's mostly a matter of like, how much are you marketing? What do you think about that?
Is that the moral of the day? We're going to bring it down to this. We had all this fun. And then like the final seconds are just like, so basically you're fucked. Well, I'm Mike. See you next time.
We'll keep working, guys. There's a lot of opportunity to get better. You suck right now. Jesus Christ. No, I mean, my own monthly followers is like 10. So I definitely have more work than a lot of other people who are at least like number 90 on the chart. But I don't release anything. We'll see what happens. I kind of want to release something and see where I pop up. But that, like, is there a conflict of interest? Because like, I'm going to make myself number 9.
Okay. Every week's a conflict of interest for me because I'm in every show as the host.
So you're the number one on the podcast charts?
Yeah.
When you run them? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think what I... Now, what I said makes no sense. Never mind. Forget it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Just fuck you. Well, we have a lot to debrief. That's when we do our bonus episode.
That's awesome, actually. That's a funny... Just fuck you. Putting just in front of it actually makes it pretty cool. Okay, so thanks for your picks. Did you say you want to do a shout out or something?
I want to do a shout out to Andy. No, I didn't say anything about a shout out. Okay. Did I?
Well,
I don't remember.
Listen, thanks for listening to the show. This has been the Radio Fiasco. For all you listeners who are still here, don't forget, if you sign up to the Patreon, Beyond Synth Patreon, or if you're already a member, you can check out some bonus content, and some of that is the pilot episode of the Radio Fiasco that Mike...
Which is, like, one of the funniest things we've ever done. Yeah, it's so funny and so stupid.
It's very stupid. And for all the patrons, there will be more content... coming actually in the over this weekend here. I'm just sort of figuring out how to set that up on Patreon, because I can set up a private RSS feed, but I'm just choosing if I want to do it using the Patreon app or using Acast or whatever, and I got things to figure out. So the point is,
yeah,
bonus shit is coming, and I've started also with all the interviews I'm recording going forward, is we just record, you know, like when I record with guests, we'll record for like an hour and a half and then we hit stop and then we just talk for like an extra hour. And so I'm going to start with the guests that I have time to sit around.
Yeah.
I'm going to start including some of that stuff as bonus as well, because I just did a catch up with Makeup and Vanity Set, because we haven't been on the show for like 6 years, and we had like a good half hour, 40 minutes after we hit stop. And so, yeah, so it's good. So the patrons will get a little bonus, all the hot goss, and for everybody else, thanks for listening, and tune in next time to Beyond Synth. Mike, do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
All right. All right, we did it.
Beyond Synth Radio is produced by Andy Last. Check the show notes for more information on the musicians featured on the show. Beyond Synth is made possible by listeners like you. Consider supporting Beyond Synth at patreon.com/beyondsynth. Thanks for listening.